Join me in an attitude of prayer and thanksgiving. Father, we do thank and praise you, Lord. There's a lot of things going on in this world that we don't understand. But Father, we know that if we can come to you directly with our prayers, our concerns. The Bible says that be still and know that I'm God. So sometimes it's just wonderful just to sit still and let the Holy Spirit minister to us, giving God praise and glory for our life. None of us know when it's time for us to go home to be with the Lord. Not necessarily from a virus, but maybe an illness, or maybe just things that are going on inside our own bodies that we don't know nothing about, that raises its head and causes us to leave this physical body. Absent from the body, presence with the Lord. That's the precious hope that we have in Christ. And we thank you for that today, Lord, and we give you the glory and the praise and the honor. And we thank you for what Jesus had done when the disciples asked him, how do you pray, Lord? We want to learn how. And he said to pray this prayer as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with by praying together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.